Yeah. Oh, I lost what you wanted.
It's okay. I interrupted you. Let's see.
But let me weigh in here. I think that the main point is, yes, it's true. To give a precise answer to the question, what are the risks and challenges, it's important to understand the risks and challenges vary greatly. Some of the factors that need to be taken into account are age, gender, and socioeconomic status. But your point is an extremely important one. Of course, education, and leaving aside whether it's education in the school or peer learning or other mechanisms or just learning by doing, actually, is a game changer, right? So if you have with young people conversations about accuracy of information and credibility of information and related quality issues, they build up a knowledge about these challenges and can do something about it and will, develop strategies actually, and not only rely blindly on one source or on Wikipedia or the Britannica, but really start to navigate the space, compare sources, reflect on the recommendations of friends, and use search engines in different ways, and modify their search terms. So there are a lot of things we can do to improve and address some of the challenges. Absolutely.
And do these things come from the young person themselves, that they realize they might be getting bad information, and then they create their own strategies around it? Are there examples of that you've come across in your literature and your research?
I think often young kids come up with their strategies themselves. So if you look at what are kids doing in their free time, for example, looking for music, downloading music, we have seen that kids have very good search skills and strategies how to deal with feedback or recommendations and so forth. Also other areas that I can think of, everything that has to do with their free time, Facebook, searching information on Facebook or on other social networks. Kids have developed very good strategies and heuristics how to assess the information available there.
That's interesting. I never even actually thought about that, because young people are getting information from their peer group, which is moving heavily online. They've got, if you're on Facebook, you're spending a lot more hours potentially receiving information from your peers than you are, going to Google. And I mean, are kids, do they have mechanisms of weighing that out when they see something from their friend that is probably wrong about, whatever, about health or about, a certain fact? Do they weigh that equally with what they might see, elsewhere on the web?
That's a really good question. I don't think we have an answer to that from kind of a research perspective. Some of the things that come up in the focus group interviews we've conducted in the context of related research, not in the context of this report, would suggest that depending on the level of sophistication and how much kids are connected and immersed in this space, there are actually these kind of advanced strategies of comparing different sources and not only see the internet source as an isolated thing, but really also put it into context with, for instance, advice they get from parents or teachers opinions expressed by their peers, and really have a more holistic approach to searching information and browsing and learning and so forth. So they create their own ecosystem. Now, I think the key point is, well, all these strategies may emerge, which is actually a great thing. They're mostly implicit strategies. They're not strategies that are reflected upon usually. And there I see both a problem as well as an opportunity. The problem, of course, is that you may miss important things if you just build habits and traits and